You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Gym Class for a Friday coming your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Thank you very much for joining us here as we close out another week. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac all with you here. And we got a good show coming up for you. We're going to give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We will get the panel together at the back half of the program and make some picks. We'll do that on the program today. Also, we will talk about the college football playoff a little bit more. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media in Iowa City as Iowa getting ready to take on Mizzou in Nashville on December the 30th. We'll get to that and more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, 319-366-1600. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600 on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, that's in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker on a sunny but chilly Friday here in eastern Iowa. And we bring in Mark Dukes from the back porch in the southwest side. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And I see the sun is out in South Bend as college game day is beginning. The snow is gone away for now anyway. We'll see about tonight, but let's kick it off.
Yeah, it was a winter wonderland in South Bend last night and earlier on today. You knew, I believe the field was covered. They got that taken care of. There is a chance of snow tonight. We'll see if that comes to fruition and if it plays a part in the game between the Fighting Irish and the Indiana Hoosiers. So yeah, ready or not, we got history starting tonight. We'll have it for you at 6:30 this evening right here on 1600 ESPN. And Isaac, hope you had a good Thursday day off. How are you?
I'm good. I was filling in for Jane in the morning on Thursday, so I did
okay.
A full day off, but most of the day off.
Most of the day. All right. How do you feel about Netflix getting the Women's World Cup? I wanted to ask you about that.
I don't know. I think it's Fox has, in my opinion, really bad soccer coverage, so I'm glad it's not on Fox.
Are we going to be able to see it, though?
But being on streaming, I don't know if is a real positive for the sport. So mixed feelings, I guess, would be the best way I could describe it. I would rather someone like NBC or CBS have it.
Folks,
would be my preference.
There are more and more of these games, matches, tournaments going to streaming. Get used to it. Get used to it.
At least Netflix is pretty widely accepted, or like most people have Netflix at this point. So I guess if I were to pick a streaming service, it'd be that one. But again, I don't know if going from
they didn't
cable,
do well the first time around.
Yeah, I don't know if going from cable to streaming is really a positive response. Again, I don't think Fox's coverage for soccer is very good, though, so I think moving off of that is a positive.
If Netflix messes up the NFL on Christmas, including yours truly, we will have those NFL Christmas games, though, for you on Christmas Day right here on 1600 ESPN. And Mark, a lot to get to in the program here today. There is bowl action going on. The MAC has won Ohio with a victory over Jacksonville State. That in the Cure Bowl, 30-27. Right now, I believe they're playing this in Tampa. It is the Gasparilla Bowl, Florida and Tulane. Right now, the Gators with a 3-0 lead on the Green Wave, all leading up to South Bend tonight. And the first round of the college football playoff, number 8, Indiana, number 5, Notre Dame, going at it. And, before we get to that, though, a little closer to home, Kirk Ferentz had a chance to meet with the media today in Iowa City. Please, no questions about the Missouri Tigers. Had a few comments about Mizzou to start things off, but this was basically a Get to know your Iowa football team before they head to Nashville news conference today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was labeled a pre-bowl news conference, but as you said, Kirk Ferentz said, you know, a few sentences about Missouri and said he'd get to the analysis of that game closer to the bowl game. So consequently, reporters didn't ask him one question about Missouri, and that's fine. But Kirk Ferentz spent a lot of time extolling the accomplishments of Jay Higgins and Caleb Johnson, a consensus All-Americas, talked about their journey through the program, talked about Bill Belichick and his relationship with him and Belichick's dad, talked about the reduction and roster limitations, that process, which he doesn't like whatsoever. If you're looking for news, Kirk Ferentz confirmed that Brendan Sullivan will be the starter and Jackson Stratton will be number two at quarterback for the bowl game. Wide receiver Reese Vanderzee, who had a really good start for the Hawks but had been injured, is okay. He's ready for the bowl game. And apart from the news conference, Iowa beat reporters noting that Aaron Graves, the defensive tackle, has decided to return for his senior season, which will bolster that defensive line.
Yeah, along with Ethan Herkett. So that's going to help things out as far as to have two starters back on that defensive line, especially with the new linebacking core that's going to be stepping in next year for Iowa. On the back end, there's going to be some new faces back there as well. So it's good to have as many veterans on the defensive front as you can get. And so apparently Sullivan won the two-week mini quarterback battle between he and Jackson Stratton. And I guess I can't say that I'm surprised by that. Nothing against Jackson Stratton, but I thought Sullivan would be the guy that got it taken care of.
Yeah, I think if Sullivan was healthy, I think it was a foregone conclusion. And that's been the result, I think. Sullivan will be the guy. I thought it was interesting. They must have changed the rule, but Hank Brown, the Auburn transfer via the portal, and Jimmy Sullivan, incoming quarterback in Iowa's recruiting class, they're both either on campus now or going to start school in January. They've been able to practice with the team and will travel to Nashville, but of course they cannot play.
Yeah, Sullivan, obviously, first semester of his high school, which would have been his final semester, is over with. And now he is going to enroll early, get to spring ball. So I guess that's good news. Iowa's going to have a bevy of quarterbacks, perhaps. And who knows, maybe one more if the Penn State transfer decides to come to Iowa City. I still am skeptical about that, but, hey, you never know, right?
He's going to go to Mississippi and play for Lane Kiffin.
Oh, is that true? Is that a confirmation on that?
That's my prediction.
Okay. That's the Mark Dukes looking into the crystal ball prediction. Yeah. I could see that. I could see it. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Matt in Fairfax says he is a big Hoosier fan tonight. Hope they can continue that Cinderella story. Going to be no love lost tonight, I don't think, between Indiana and Notre Dame. They will take time out of a busy basketball season in the Hoosier State to play a pretty meaningful football game. You mentioned rules, and before we get to the college football playoff, we must talk about this. Please, again, if you are driving, do not raise your hand. You are excluded from this poll, informal poll, but how many people knew there was such a rule in the National Football League that you could have a fair catch leading to a free kick on the final play, such as the Los Angeles Chargers did last night in their game against the Denver Broncos? How many of you knew that was a rule? I must say I knew of the rule, but I completely forgot about it. I knew there was a rule like that, but it hasn't been done in such a long time. And as you and I were talking earlier, Mark, there's just, you don't get that scenario coming up very often like we had last night at SoFi.
No, and like you, I was aware of the rule, but it comes into play so infrequently that, you know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But it was a perfect scenario last night at the end of the first half for the Chargers. Got a fair catch. Actually, there was interference on the fair catch, giving the Chargers another 15 yards. And in that case, whenever you receive a fair catch, you can either put the ball in play or try a free kick. Either field goal type, you have a holder, no tee, or you can drop kick it. You know, we haven't seen a drop kick in 50 years, have we? I don't know.
Doug Flutie had a drop kick. I do remember that.
Yeah, but it's a free kick. And because there was no time left on the clock, Jim Harbaugh decided to employ that particular strategy. It worked out. The field goal was good. The Chargers went on to win. And really, if there had been 30 seconds left, I'm sure Harbaugh would have tried to move down the field, score a touchdown, and ultimately take a field goal. But in this scenario, it worked out for the Chargers, and good for them.
Yeah. Well done, 13-45. They knew that rule was there. Bill Belichick tried it with the Patriots unsuccessfully. It hasn't. Yeah, we've dug into the video archives of the National Football League all over social networking last night and got to see, you know, Baltimore Colt vintage 1971 highlights. They tried that same thing unsuccessfully. Mentioned Bill Belichick tried it unsuccessfully. The difference now between now and back then, Mark, is that, as you mentioned, you cannot use a tee, but nobody uses a tee anymore in field goal tries in the National Football League. I don't even think in college football. In fact, I know not in college football anymore either. So it's really a moot point for that. And with the legs that these kickers have now, obviously well within their range, and there's no rush. You can like have a, you know, cup of tea back there and do whatever you want to do before the play clock runs out and you can hit this field goal.
Yeah, it's a very simple kick. And if you think about it, when your kickoffs from, you know, further back than that go through the end zone. So this is an attempt that, you know, is well within the reach of Cameron Dicker, who made the field goal last night, and many others in the NFL. Aubrey from the Cowboys tried a 70-yard field goal last weekend in a scrimmage situation. So it was interesting. First time it's been successful since 1976. You may not see it again for 50 years. I don't know.
Win last night certainly helped the L.A. Chargers to solidify their possible playoff spot. Denver and the Chargers are both 9-6, and their closest competition would be Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Miami, all at 6-8, and they are two games in the loss column behind those two teams. 319-366-1600. College football playoff tonight. The number 7 seed and the number 10 seed going at it, as it'll be the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. We will pick that game coming up, and that will be among the 6 of the Emil's Hideaway pick 6. Winner gets Georgia in the quarterfinal round. Historic, certainly, Mark, with these two teams, both from the state of Indiana, going at it. Notre Dame is a big favorite in this particular ball game. Indiana has not faced a ton of big-time teams so far this year. They faced one, started off well, did not end up well. And I guess that is the big question. Can Indiana, on a big stage, can they show up against one of the blue bloods of college football?
Well, it's not like Notre Dame has played a blockbuster schedule either. It opened with against Texas A&M, it's had some, you know, it's not been a very difficult schedule for Notre Dame either. So with all the time off that these two teams have had, the fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, it's historic. Two teams from Indiana, what, a couple, 3 hours apart, and squaring off to get to the next round and what is the first look at the new college football playoffs. And I, looking over these games we're going to pick a little later on, it's kind of hard to figure, as it is. Well, it's been hard to figure for me all year, but
that's not the case.
There's the spreads are 7 points or more in all the games. I think you want to see the best game on the weekend. It's in the Fargo Dome Saturday morning when North Dakota State and South Dakota State get together. I realize that's not the college football playoffs, but I'm going to click on that for a little while tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. ABC, I think, has both of the FCS semifinals, Montana State in the other one against South Dakota. And then you mentioned there is no love lost between the Coyotes and the Bison with North Dakota State and South Dakota State. This thing is going to be an absolute, you know, Pier 9 brawl in this game coming up tomorrow, which will make it fun. And the winner gets to go to the championship game. But, yeah, what do you think? Indiana-Notre Dame coming up tonight or any of the games? Love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. Isaac, you were not here yesterday when we talked about the college football playoff. Mark and I kind of leaning toward Tennessee, Ohio State as the one we're kind of taking the most interest in. Do you have one in particular that has jumped out at you?
I said I really think Indiana can win tonight. I don't know why. I think it's just kind of a weird game. You have the weather. I think it could be low scoring. So you just never know. It might be closer than Notre Dame wants it to be. So a late score might really swing the outcome of the game there. I don't know. I think there's just a lot of weird things surrounding that game that lead to it to maybe being an upset. I do think there will be one upset in the first round, so one of the favorites will lose. It's hard to pinpoint which one exactly, but I feel confident Indiana could do it.
Curtis Rourke has to have a big game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the weather, I don't know, it just might keep it a little bit closer, and then one score, you never know what happens. If it's a one score game, anything could happen. So, and again, it's in state, just a lot of weird things surrounding the game.
Yeah, it is. And Notre Dame, you mentioned, has they played Army, they played Navy, they played USC, they lost to Northern Illinois, which is a a tie in to the Emil's Hideaway pick six, by the way, Mark. Cleverly done by you. And you know, Notre Dame it's not the schedule of 10, 20 years ago for the Fighting Irish, but they are on a roll right now. And they took care of Army and Navy both pretty handily. And I think they're both pretty darn good football teams. So, again, we'll have the game for you tonight right here on 1600 ESPN at 6:30. Let's go to Rob in Coralville checking in with us here today. Rob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Guys, you make it fun. I'll tell you, I really enjoy all you banter about, the things you kick around, and it's enjoyable to listen to what you guys think. And I'm an 82 graduate from Indiana University. I've lived in Iowa now for kind of married in 35 years ago, and so heart's still with the Hoosiers all these years, and I can't believe it. We've never had much to cheer about in the football season. You guys probably know this is really the James Madison team from a couple of years ago. The coach brought half the team with him, but they've been fun to watch, and I don't know. I sure hope they can pull it off.
Do you have confidence, Rob?
You know, I'm going to say it's guarded confidence, but yeah, you know, it's just like you were saying. I think it can come right down to the wire, and in the playoff thing now, which I love. I'm excited about these 12 teams. I think anything can happen. It's a playoff environment, and as you were saying, it's, you know, what, 3-4 hours apart, whatever South Bend and Bloomington are, and it could be really fun to watch.
It's great to have an Indiana grad on the show. Do you fly the flag in the neighborhood?
You know, I haven't. My wife, okay, she worked for the University of Iowa for any joking, 40 years. She worked in sports marketing. So
My daughters,
yeah, they've grown up with the Hawkeye thing, and you know, I've kind of gone along, and I'm okay with it all. But I will tell you, I have never worn the Iowa colors. Can't do it. I and all my friends, you know, have been chiding me all these years, but that's okay. I figure, all right, I'm an outsider. It is who I am, but I appreciate you saying that because, yeah, Indianapolis 500 is my thing. I've been to 28 Indy 500s, and I used to be the one of the voices to bring it back to Iowa. I did some track reports from the Speedway for a couple local radio stations. Not with you guys, but someday maybe I'd like to. If you ever need a track reporter at the Speedway, I'd love to be your guy.
There you go. Well, you got me beat. I've been to 21 500s, so...
There you go. Well, we can compare. We can compare all the great times together and talk about it sometime. But no, you guys are great. I really appreciate what you do. You have a genuine flavor and fun, and you make everything very enjoyable. So, God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Rob. 319-366-1600. Rob from Coralville, our Indiana graduate, checking in. Hoping the Hoosiers can pull it out here tonight. 27-57 agrees with you, Isaac. Indiana can do it tonight. Still think SMU could beat Penn State and the flying James Franklins.
I think that's more of a shot at James Franklin than anything. It's like the only reason people are picking SMU is because of James Franklin.
Not Rhett Lashley.
No, I mean, listen, no, not to discredit SMU or anything, but that is the driving force in picking SMU over Penn State.
Led by a lot of Big Ten people, I think.
Yes, yes.
I think led by a ton of Big Ten people. This is going to be fun. Like I said, it's first go around. Who knows how it's going to play out by the time we get into mid-January, but this is what folks wanted, and you've got it here. Still 3-0 Florida leading Tulane in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Down in Tampa, Florida on the move, though, as we speak early in the second quarter. We're going to get more in the world of sports with Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Classic American restaurant, open at 4 Monday through Saturday and online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Second day of the Battle of Waterloo Prep Wrestling Tournament. And last night, Cedar Falls claimed the girls' championship. In boys' action today, two of the four bracket finals have been set. And 1A dominated 3A as Don Bosco defeated Bettendorf and Albernette topped Ankeny. The two other brackets will get underway here at the top of the hour. Iowa basketball received another commitment for its 2025 class. He is Desmond Briscoe out of Indianapolis, 6'8", 220. And finally, the NCAA volleyball championships have been set. It'll be Penn State against Louisville on Sunday. Penn State late last night rallied from a 2-0 deficit and won the last three and defeated Nebraska 3-2, a heck of a match.
Yeah, they were both really good matches. Took a long time. But did you see how it started, by the way, last night in Louisville?
I did not see the start.
The matches and the players were brought onto the court by Cedar Rapids' own, I believe it's Steve Buttleman, I want to say, the bugler at Churchill Downs did the bugle call.
He's done the Derby for many, many years. That's cool.
Yeah, graduate of Cedar Rapids, Washington High School. The bugler down at Churchill Downs. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Want to remind you, it's Iowa State Bowl season coming up and Iowa State men's and women's basketball here on 1600 ESPN. That is brought to you by Lisa Nolan Real Estate online at lisanolanrealtor.com. And, of course, Iowa State, Morgan State coming up on Sunday. And Iowa State and the Miami Hurricanes in the Pop-Tarts Bowl coming up on Saturday, December the 28th, a week from tomorrow. We'll have it at 12:30. 7:30 for you right here on 1600 ESPN. Back with more. We'll talk a little pro football with you when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And it's going to be a cloudy and cold day. It's still going to be breezy, but the winds will be backing off gradually as the day goes on. Temperatures will be in the 20s, but it'll be feeling like the teens. And then tonight, we'll have some clouds to start. The winds back off. Temperatures drop down into the teens. Clouds will be clearing, and we'll have some more sunshine for Saturday. Saturday will still be cold with temperatures in the mid-20s, but we'll warm up into the 30s on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
We know your life is busy, and that's what makes Quickstar so convenient. Your neighborhood Quickstar is there. Whether you're craving a hot coffee in the morning, that soda to get you up and ready to go throughout the day, a bakery treat, something over the lunch hour, whatever it is, Quickstar is your go-to for variety, quality, and fast service. And they have a terrific, experienced team that makes life better for you. And you need gas? You can feel confident with Quickstar's fully guaranteed fuel to keep your day moving. And they've got ATMs with no hidden fees, free air for your tires as well. And they got some great specials going on right now. Kitchen Cravings boneless pork loin chops, 5 ounce, 99 cent each, limit five. Quickery white bread as well, 99 cents for the 1 pound loaf, limit two. And remember to sign up and use your Quick Rewards app. Available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be. Seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it? Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from. Because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Get help for them and you by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or visiting yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Back with you at 3:34, right on the button here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. We're going to talk Iowa athletics coming up on Monday. Tuesday, we're going to talk Missouri Tiger football. And remind me again, Isaac, who you have lined up from Mizzou.
That would be Gerard Hamilton from the 24/7 outlet Power Mizzou.
Power Mizzou. All right, very good. By the way, 4 days until Christmas. Throwing that out there for procrastinators. I am done. I am very proud to say that, which is early for yours truly. Mark, are you done?
Well, are you the call, meaning done, you've called the whole thing off?
No, Scott, no, no. Done what? With shopping. Done.
Oh, okay.
With
all right.
Everything I needed to do. You're,
I know what I'm getting. I haven't even thought about it yet. I got the weekend to do that.
Ah, very good. You got 4 days, man.
I'll be good.
You will be good. We're going to get the panel together and pick some games coming up here in just a moment. Florida, by the way, with a field goal. A 6-0 lead over the Tulane Green Wave. That going on down at Tampa right now in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. That is taking place at the Tampa area. 319-366-1600. Little NFL mentioned last night, the unusual free kick play helped the Chargers beat the Broncos. Those two teams tied for second now in the AFC West. Tomorrow, two really important games in the AFC. Patrick Mahomes will start for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hollywood Brown will play for the Kansas City Chiefs. So another weapon coming back. We'll see. My guess is that Patrick is going to have very quick dropbacks and very quick releases tomorrow against a Houston Texans team that is poised to win the AFC South, and a team over the years that has given the Chiefs fits at Arrowhead Stadium. So that'll be interesting tomorrow. And then Pittsburgh and Baltimore going at it tomorrow as well. Steelers 10-4, Ravens 9-5. Good ball games in the NFL on Saturday.
Yeah, those probably are two of the best. I know the Eagles and Commanders get together. We're going to pick that on the Emo's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up shortly. And I think a sneaky one might be Minnesota at Seattle, because Seattle's really got to win to entertain a playoff spot. You know, the playoffs are, you look at where it stands now, and pretty much everything's sewn up unless something dramatic happens.
Yeah, I mentioned the AFC. The Chargers and the Broncos have a two-game lead over three other teams in that last playoff spot. And in the NFC, you got the three teams in the NFC North that are looking pretty good right now: Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay. In fact, Detroit and Minnesota have already clinched playoff spots. Philadelphia has clinched a playoff spot. Somebody in the NFC South is going to win that division. We actually do not know who it is at this point. Tampa is your leader. You got Philadelphia, who is already in. The Commanders are 9-5, and so what? You got 1, 2, 3, 7. There you go. Those are your teams. So, like you said, Mark, it's pretty. Cowboys got an outside shot, especially if Washington loses this week. Dallas pretty much has to win out the rest of the way to get into the playoffs, but NFC West and the NFC South will have representation this year. And the 49ers are not out of this thing yet. They're only two games behind.
No, you can say that about Dallas, San Francisco, both 6-8, but they've got like four or five teams to pass to get in. So, and very few, what, two weeks after this one, 3 weeks? Yeah.
Correct. Your Bears just can't catch a break. Now they got the mighty, angry Detroit Lions coming in on Sunday.
Much like early in the baseball season for your White Sox, the NFL season ended about a month ago.
Mine didn't go a month in the baseball season, Mark. 319-366-1600. You mentioned the Eagles and the Commanders. That's going to be a good one. That's in the early window on Sunday, interestingly enough. Vikings Seahawks, that's a good one in the late window on Sunday. That one up in Seattle, as you mentioned. Seattle gets a win there. That's certainly going to help their cause. 49ers Dolphins, kind of an elimination game in the late window on Sunday. Then the Sunday night game and the Monday night game, Buccaneers Cowboys on Sunday night from Jerry World, and Green Bay heavily favored on Monday night to win at home against the New Orleans Saints. So that's a look at the National Football League. 2170 in the text line is picking SMU and has nothing to do with James Franklin. They're just picking SMU. Even after the loss in the ACC championship game, I think Isaac America's pick for the possible upset is SMU still.
Probably. I think a lot of people will, the smart pick is probably Tennessee as far as the most likely upset. But I think, again, I think there'll be one in round one. It's hard to pinpoint which one it will be.
Yeah. 1345 is a Cowboy fan. Says even if Dallas makes it, they won't get far at all, so might as well miss the playoffs. Go after a draft choice. So many teams wanting to do that at this time of the year. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back. We're going to get the panel together. It is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. A $30 gift card is up for grabs for one of our listeners. If you hitch your wagon up to the correct prognosticator, and we will have that for you when we come back.
Time now for the Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health Coverage Report. When you enroll in a Wellmark individual or family health plan, you get an HMO network that includes over 32,000 providers. Plus, you get support from a company that's been serving Iowans for 85 years. Now, those are some impressive numbers, and that's health coverage you can feel confident in. Find the right plan for you at wellmark.com/covered. Enrollment ends January 15th.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring, Cedar Rapids Opera, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
3:41, back with you here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Don't forget, Spencer on Sports from 4 until 6. And then we've got Notre Dame and Indiana in the college football playoff tonight beginning at 6:30. Mark, before we get the panel and pick some games, got to throw this out for you. Our basketball folks out there that can't get enough of Joe Lunardi and bracketology, and I know this bugs you on December the 20th, but a red-letter day for the mid-majors today, as Joe Lunardi has both the Drake Bulldogs and Cal Irvine in the field right now, even if they do not win their respective conferences. How about that?
And, folks, that is called Phil.
I knew you would be thrilled.
It's December 20th.
I know. But, you know, we talked with Kevin Lehman yesterday on our Off the Glass segment, and he is the most, you know, biggest backer of the MVC, and he is a little skeptical that they could get two. Drake's got to keep winning. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel for a couple of mid-majors out there.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful if it happens, but we'll see.
Iowa UNI women tonight, by the way, for the mythical state championship down at Carver Hawkeye Arena this evening. If UNI can knock off Iowa and Iowa State in the same year, whoo, going to be a tall task, though. But it was against Iowa State as well, and the Panthers came through. We'll see. 319-366-1600. It is time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. We're going to give four of our listeners, after our picks are made, a chance to hitch your wagon up to one of the pickers. And if your prognosticator has the best week, you get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It's that simple, and we bring in Dave Alec. How you doing, Dave?
Fine. How are you guys?
Doing good. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Likewise.
And Mark, I'll throw it to you for the first game.
Sounds good. I was going to give Greg and Epworth a ring to make my picks, but decided not to. Greg and Epworth has made a nice little bank off fading my picks. But nevertheless, we'll give it another go here. Scott won for the ninth week of the season, and he will lead off. We got a set of six games, one of them in the NFL, and that's the opener. Sunday afternoon, Eagles and Commanders, Scott, at Washington, and Philadelphia favored by 3.5.
Which, interestingly enough, is the over-under of how many fights will take place in the stands between Eagle fans and Commander fans. I'm just throwing that out there. Commanders have had a very good year, have not been particularly good when they have gone up against strong teams. I liked Philadelphia last week. They came through after a week of heavy drama in the city of brotherly love. I'm going to continue to ride with the Eagles. They're going to have a ton of people there in Washington. I'm going with Philadelphia, throwing the 3.5.
Washington was very competitive at Philadelphia in this game, losing by a score of 26-18. And being in Washington and what's on the line for the playoffs for the Commanders, I'm going to take Washington and the points. Go ahead, Greg. There you go. Fade that one. Dave.
I'm not sold on the Commanders. They're in the midst of a three-game losing streak in which Jaden Daniels completed 61% of his passes with three touchdowns and three interceptions and a passer rating of 77%. If the Eagles play like they did last week against the Steelers, no one can beat them. Give me the points with the Birds.
All right, taking Philadelphia and giving the points, right, Dave?
Yep, yes.
All right, Spencer.
I'm going to put you on Commander's Island, Mark. I think the Eagles are the better team here. 10 straight wins. They are playing some good football. So fly, Eagles, fly.
I was waiting for it.
Fair enough. Game two, and I apologize to the panel for putting this game on, but I had very little choice. It is the Potato Bowl coming up Monday night. It's Northern Illinois and Fresno State, and Northern Illinois favored by 2.5. And I am picking this game first, and, I mean, neither team has its starting quarterback. A lot of players combined are going into the portal. But I do know that Northern Illinois has 30 seniors on this group, and I think they're going to want to go out in a blaze of glory. So I'll take Northern Illinois. Dave.
This game with the quarterbacks being out for both teams makes it hard to handicap. A freshman will start for Northern Illinois. He's averaging 5 yards per attempt this year. Fresno State also will be missing two of their top three receivers. The Bulldogs' popular coach, Tim Skipper, will be calling his final game. I think that may be a factor in this contest. Fresno's a little bit deeper, and playing on the blue field helps the Mountain West team. Give me the Bulldogs and the points to cover.
Spencer.
Man, I had no clue.
I apologize.
I'm not passing. I'll go with Northern Illinois. I feel like Thomas Hammack, the head coach there, gets their guys motivated for a nice win to end the year. So give me the Huskies.
Scott.
A little bit too much inexperience for me for Northern Illinois going into this game, as Dave alluded to. And I think Fresno is going to play this for their outgoing coach. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs in this one.
All right. 2-2 there. So game three. And this is the series of college football playoffs, men. Dave, you're going to start out tonight's game, Indiana at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame favored by 7.5 points.
Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti likes the fact his Hoosiers have been doubted all year. He likes the David and Goliath role, despite the fact he himself is brash, confident, and assertive. He loves that Indiana will have a chance to spoil Notre Dame's season. This matchup will be a strength-on-strength showdown. Curtis Rourke, the Hoosier quarterback, has thrown for more than 2,800 yards, 27 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. This will be a test of the Irish defense to see if it's as good as it looks. They allowed Southern Cal, however, over 500 yards of offense, 360 passing yards, and 190 rushing. The weather looks cold and snowy. This will be a grinded-out game. The Irish win this game, but it's too many points. Give me Indiana and the points to cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take a chance on Indiana. Dave and I have been kind of ringing the bell for the Hoosiers here all season long, and I think this is a good spot for them. Neither team has really played a tough schedule when you think about it. Indiana, of course, playing Ohio State most recently, but I think the Hoosiers go in motivated. I saw earlier today that when it comes to the cold weather, Kurt Cignetti is pleased that he has a quarterback who's from Canada in Curtis Rourke to deal with that. So I'm going to go with the Hoosiers and probably be 1,000% wrong, but go Hoosiers.
I just keep seeing visions of Indiana, Ohio State playing in my head over and over again. And yeah, Notre Dame gave up a bunch of yards to USC, but I just think tradition wins in this one. Indiana's an up-and-coming program, and I'm sorry to our faithful listener down in Coralville who called in earlier today, but Indiana is much better, but I'm taking Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with you, Scott. I haven't listened to Dave all year, and I'm not about to now. That game against Southern Cal, in which Dave alluded to allowing over 550 yards to USC, it was an alarm to me. But also, the 150 yards in total offense that Indiana mustered against Ohio State, that was not good. I'm going to go ahead and take Notre Dame here. So it's split. Game 4, Spencer is up first. SMU at Penn State. I believe that's the first game tomorrow. Penn State favored by 8.5.
Yeah, it's a good SMU team, obviously, getting to the ACC championship. I'm not sure how they're going to respond to the environment. Going to Happy Valley, there's been snow multiple times this week, it looks like. Temperature, I think, was right around 30 for the high tomorrow, like I saw. Crowd's going to be up and raucous for it. My head's telling me to take SMU in the points, but I feel like Penn State, just because it's going to be a little bit too much, and they win by 10. So give me the Nittany Lions against my better judgment.
Scott.
I've waved the banner for the SMU Mustangs for most of the year with Rhett Lashley, who this, if they do lose, and when they do lose, could be the final game at SMU because he's going to be very coveted in the offseason if there is an opening. We'll see. I'm going to ride with those 8.5 points. They might not win the thing, but I think SMU is going to keep this thing close. I will go with the Fighting Eric Dickersons and Craig Jameses in this one.
The stat that alarms me is SMU has had 14 turnovers in road or neutral site games, cost them against Clemson, and I think it may cost them again against a very good Penn State defense and the weather. So I'm going to go ahead and take Penn State to win and cover. Dave.
This will be a cold weather matchup, which favors the home team. SMU is not prepared for a cold weather whiteout in Pennsylvania. Clemson threw for 226 yards and 3 touchdowns against Oregon, so Lion quarterback Drew Aller should be able to make some big throws against the Mustangs. Aller's 6'5", 240 pounds, and has rushed for touchdowns in 3 straight games. I like Penn State here to win and cover.
Do I at least get a Camaro on SMU Island to drive?
No, but you can take the first pick on this next game, Scott.
All right.
Game 5, it is Clemson at Texas. The Longhorns favored by 11.5.
That is a lot of points in a game of this magnitude. Texas, very, very good, and they're at home. And I'm going to go with the Longhorns. I'm not feeling very confident about it because of 11.5 points, but Going with Bevo.
All right. Thing that worries about, yeah, I like the points in this game too. The things that worries me, the thing that worries me is Clemson's run defense, which was not very good. I think Texas, on any given day, is as good as anybody in the country, and I'll go with the Longhorns to win easily. Dave.
I picked Texas as the best team earlier in the year, and I think they like their draw in the playoffs. Turnovers have been a big factor for both these teams. Clemson forced 25 turnovers and finished plus 16 going into the playoffs. Texas tied for the nation's lead in takeaways with 28, but had 22 of their own. I like a Texas team here we haven't seen this year. This may be the game. Give me the Longhorns to win and cover.
Oh, boy.
I'm in a tough spot here. Clemson struggled against strong defensive fronts this year, and I think that's the difference. I'm worried, can Clemson move the football against this Texas defense? I think their defense could, you know, keep it close for a while, but ultimately I think Texas is the better team. You know what? Fortune favors the bold. Texas wins by 10. Give me Clemson and the points.
Ah,
there we go.
All right, Dabo, good job. last game and the tiebreaker. It is tomorrow night, Tennessee at Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 7.5. And the tiebreaker is total points scored in this game. And I kick it off. I have concerns about the Ohio State offensive line. Tennessee's defense is pretty strong. I also worry about Tennessee's offense. Its ability to score against Ohio State, but I like the line here. I'm going to go Tennessee plus 7.5 and 43 total points. Dave.
Ryan Day and Chip Kelly got educated in the Michigan game. Every time Ryan Day has lost a game at Ohio State, he has come back the next game looking like a different team. I look for a team we haven't seen this year. I believe Will Howard gets turned loose and the Buckeyes learn from their mistakes. Give me Ohio State to win a cover, 42.
Okay. Spencer.
I'm gonna take Tennessee. I think Ohio State ultimately wins the game, but I think it's a pretty low-scoring affair. Both defenses are pretty good, and I think ultimately Ohio State does prevail, but the 7.5 is too much. So I'll take Tennessee and the points there. I'll set the bar even lower. How about 40 for the tiebreaker?
Scott?
Well, I'm going with the tiebreaker I wrote down, and that's 45. So we're all in the 40s right there. But I got to see this team in person last year. And they are good, really good. And I think Ohio State is going to have pucker factor zero going up in this one, especially if they get behind early. I heard Rocky Top 27 times. I think we'll hear it 28 on Saturday night. Rusty, for you, I'm going with Tennessee. There they go. Picks are in. And we need four contestants right now. If you have been a contestant over the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. Dave, Merry Christmas to you, everybody over at Emil's. Tell them hi and thanks, and we'll talk next Friday. Next Friday. Okay.
Thank you, and back at you, and good luck to everyone in their picks.
All right, very good. And Spencer, you've got a good one leading up to tonight's game.
Yep, plenty of CFP talk. We'll cover the NFL and some college hoops, too. Big weekend for the in-state teams, too.
Yeah, and you're happy Drake's in the bracketology, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and UC Irvine.
Go Anteaters.
Anteaters. Yeah, the mighty Anteaters. All right, Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Yeah, everyone as well. I'll talk to you Monday.
You've been listening to the Gym Class, 1600 ESPN.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as